What? There's two of them? Like, a pair of nerds?
Nope, more like the pair of nerds. Hey, it's me once again, KevinParries.com, along with my co-host,
Rooster.
That's right, and this is podcast number 121.
Yes,
it was, okay. Woo, I thought we were losing our something. So it's been a while since we had another podcast.
Yeah, what happened?
I'm moving again.
Yay!
And I'm looking for another job. I've had two interviews.
Yay!
And you're unemployed now.
You're a lead.
Man, that's a...
It was okay. It's being dictator in bad movies. You see the new commercials for Scary Movie 5?
No.
Oh my god, it's so bad.
Scary Movie 5?
Lindsay Lohan's in it. Charlie Sheen's in
it. Oh, is he going to be winning?
I don't know. He probably says
will he be drinking tiger blood?
It's bad. It's one of those things I just saw on the TV, the commercial Mata La Hogo right before I came. And I came.
Yeah. Was it good?
Right when I finished, I saw the trailer. It was good. But the thing is, it's jokes. And Scary Movie always did it. The first two were fine, but later in the franchise...
The first two are not fine.
No, they're fine.
No.
They were pretty fine.
I know. Have you watched it recently?
I don't have to. It's memories.
No, it's bad. Okay. It does not hold up. Like, remember, you are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Okay, but those are the shitty parts of the movies. But still,
doesn't hold up, man.
The Wayne Brothers? I think so. Yeah.
When
they directed it, that they were the best thing. The rest started going to shit once they separated on their own. But the movie, what it does, it uses references that are too old.
Like what? What do you mean?
Like movies, like they're doing like parodies of like Paranormal Activity. The first one.
What's wrong with that? There hasn't been
the movie's been out for like...
Yeah, but that's not too old.
The references are pretty old. Like
I wouldn't say that's fair because the movie hasn't come out a lot. The Scary Movie hasn't come out in a while. When they were making it, Paranormal Activity probably just came out.
Yeah, I know, but that means they took that long to finish a movie that the jokes were old.
Yeah, so what? That's the old joke.
That's all, folks. I don't know. That's what Meet the Spartans were. They used references that were so old.
That's what I'm saying. There's a difference between funny humor and timeless humor. Because, like, remember Bugs Bunny? Like, coop! Kamunga! That's always going to be funny. But when you say, you are the we, or what's up, that's not going to be funny anymore. It's only at the time where you're like, that's from the commercial.
But even when they did the what's up was still in. You know what I mean? It's not like they did. It's like if Scary Movie 5 decided to do What's Up Now.
We were also 13 when we
that's
watched
That's fine. What's
up? No, we're not.
But I just think, I don't know, maybe because now I'm either grumpy and more picky, but it seems like all the clips that they showed were movies that were old.
See, yeah, well, I mean, Paranormal Activity, I wouldn't necessarily say is old. I mean,
that's probably the newest clip they have.
Yeah, but you know still, what I mean? Like, I don't know. In the other Scary Movie, they did a Saw parody. You can't say it was from the first Saw or not, but they did one.
Well, this one was used from... All right, but still, I expected it to be within at least a year timeline.
Because
it doesn't take years. To make a scary movie, that shouldn't take years.
Yeah, but when was the last time Scary Movie 4 came out? When did
I
that
don't
come
know.
Out? Yeah, exactly.
Years ago. But
exactly.
You know what I mean? But still, like they filmed Lord of the Rings, all three movies, in like one year.
You
know
cannot
what I mean?
Put Lord of the Rings in the same fucking
thing but you know what I mean? Like,
scary movie.
It shouldn't take, especially a movie like Scary Movie, it shouldn't take them a year. So they should be making references to movies that within the same time frame, not older movies.
But Scary Movie 2 did a parody of The Exorcism, and The Exorcism came in the
80s. But that's a timeless movie.
That's a timeless movie.
Like, there's a timeless jokes and there's timeless movies that you could always use that will always be okay.
Did you know that Paranormal Activity, my name is in the credits? It really
is. Along with all the other chemists.
No, it really is.
Yeah, because he signed up for it.
I signed up for it. I demanded it to be played in my city, damn it, and I bought the Blu-ray. And if at the end of the credits it goes, dun, 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 you have to go frame by frame.
Super slow.
And my name is there, Kevin Souza. It's the only Kevin Souza there. Nice. And I will say it to me regardless because it is me, damn it. Damn it, don't take this
you
away
from me. You
contribute
to the movie.
I contribute
Where's
to
your royalty? Where's your 0.001%?
Sure, Classic Beats on the indie game, the movie, and I'm on Paranormal Activity, so mine was...
Which one's bigger? Which one's a bigger hit?
Indie game, the movie. Well, no, the first Paranormal Activity is really good, though. I enjoy it.
It did well.
I bought it on Blu-ray, and I was like, what is this, stupid? Because it's filmed in the handheld camera. That's not on Blu-ray, so... Oh, grainy Blu-ray image.
But yeah, so I saw the trailer for part. It just looks stupid.
It looks
like bad.
I think Meet the Spartans was one of the worst movies I've
ever
seen.
There was one that, I can't remember. That's the sad part. There was one scene that made me go, bah! And then it was shit downhill.
They did a Grand Theft Auto parody. I was like, ha!
I'm trying to remember which one. There was a moment there that I actually laughed. That it was actually funny. Like, funny.
What, the credits?
No. Like, ah, it was like the first, like, 40 seconds of the movie. And then it just went to shit. Mm. And the thing that I think about the scary movies is you got to move on with your actors. Like, Charlie Sheen's been in there for the last 7. It's like, you know, get rid of him.
But at the time, he was winning, man.
Oh. Lol. You know what I mean? When they had freaking Leslie Nielsen in the first, like, in 2 of the movies. Like, but he wasn't.
It hurt to see him in there. But he had funny lines. Welcome to the instead of you,
right, yeah. But, like, it seems like...
Oh, rest in peace, you gray-haired man.
Let's resurrect his body.
Oh, man, I wish. God, I miss Leslie Nielsen.
But, yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's because I grew out of Scary Movie. Yeah, maybe, like, it. Kids these days are like, it's hilarious. It's YOLO. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if they use that in the movie a lot.
Well, even if you were to watch Scary Movie 1 or 2, because I've seen it... was it last year I watched it? Yeah, I think so. It does not hold up. It's like... Yeah, man, I'm gonna smoke some.
Well, part that I did watch, when they're playing basketball, the guy's in the wheelchair, that whole moment. I don't know if I watched it, that would be funny, but in my memory, it was funny.
Yeah, a lot of things in our memory was
another
funny.
One, I don't remember what scary movie it was, probably 3 or 4, the upside down, the ring, the chair.
That was the ring, that was funny.
That was like one of those things, like, alright, I'll accept it. Only because I saw a GIF file online of that whole scene.
Yeah.
And I was like, bah.
Well, yeah, it's not good.
They just need to be good. There's no good movies nowadays. Same thing with TV shows. Like, if you realize there's not many good TV shows, reality shows, because they're the cheapest to make, and then you got the occasional good shows like The Walking Dead,
you know what happened?
Game of Thrones.
You know what happened?
What?
We got old. There's nothing back in my day.
No, realistically, think of it. There isn't many good shows.
Well, everything that's good is on AMC or HBO.
But you know what I mean? Like, 9% reality show, and the reason for it is because it's quick cash. If I could find enough people to make a reality show to make quick money, I probably could do it.
We can make a reality show
right here in your living room
about us trying to make it big
and
on this
just
website.
Cause it like drama, and my pretty sure we'll be big.
Damn it, Rooster!
But who wants to watch?
Why aren't you here yet? I'm getting coffee. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're
I'm so sorry,
bitch. Well, get out of my house.
I'm moving again. Really, yeah, it's the third time this year.
Yeah, I mean, like. People would watch it. It would probably be rich or famous, but that's not good TV.
No, it's not.
You know what I mean? And I've never watched Game of Thrones yet, but I heard it's a good show. But yeah. There's very little. Same thing with movies. There isn't many, except for Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
The new Superman movie. Yeah. I heard Oz was good. I wanted to watch Oz. The one when they're in prison.
You know what I hate about movies now? They're making, like, fairy tales, like, hardcore, HXC.
And I don't mind that.
I do. It's no, so stupid.
Hansel and Gretel seems like a cool twist.
Yeah, it looks awful. That one, Jack the Giant Slayer.
Jack looks like shit.
It does look like shit, but it's like, Snow White had 2, like, hardcore movies last year.
No, but I heard the Snow White one, the Huntsman.
Mirror,
or something.
Snow White.
I never heard of Mirror. The Huntsman one I heard was a good one. But it seems like these movies, they're doing well because it's the dark twist, and I don't mind that. I like seeing the dark twist.
I like seeing the dark twist once in a while, not 5 of them. Like, what next? Humpty Dumpty. Was he in
it? He didn't fall, he was pushed.
He falls, his freaking brains come out, and it turns into Saul. I want to play a game.
But, I don't know, like, I don't mind it, I don't. It's not one of those movies that I rush to see in the theaters, except Oz, I kind of do want to watch it. I don't know, I wasn't a really big fan of The Wizard of Oz.
I love Wizard of Oz.
I like the whole...
For King of the Forest!
I like the... And this time it's now, it actually shows...
Nobody got to see The Wizard!
It shows that Oompa Loompa hangs himself.
What I like about the Oz movie is the fact that
it's like he doesn't have any special powers. You know what I mean? He's just an illusionist, but in this world, it's like magic mind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's just like, he just flips it, like, you know, turns on a light and like, ooh, yeah.
You know what I've been watching a lot lately?
What?
Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah, we're going to watch the shit out of
it. We're going to watch the bloopers. Shit, it is the funniest thing I've ever seen. It's coming back.
Yeah, well, who, Drew Carey?
No, Drew Carey's doing Chris is Right. It's going to be Aisha Taylor. She's the chick from Archer. Oh, yeah, you don't watch Archer.
I see it. I watch it.
I see it.
Like, I see it on TV.
You know the chick, the hot one?
Always... With the brown hair, always with Archer?
Yeah. She's okay. She's going to be...
I know what she looks like. I don't know what the voice actor, who it is.
She's pretty hot.
Voice actor or the girl?
No, both. Yeah. But all the characters come back, though. Colin, Ryan, I think Wayne Brady's going to come back. Does Wayne Brady have to choke a bitch?
but do they stand? Are they still funny, or are they outgrown their comedy?
No, they're still... Colin's on a Canadian show called Matchmaker I saw the other night. I didn't actually watch it, but I saw he was on it.
Matchmaker, yeah.
Yeah, it's a terrible Canadian show. I don't know. But anyways, video games. Hi.
Hey, this is nerdy stuff.
This is a video game podcast.
Wizard of Oz is nerdy.
Yeah, it is. That's right. We are a nerd-filled, cultured
podcast.
We do
whatever we want.
Yeah, damn it. Don't tell it. Don't
politics.
Politics. Let's talk about, how do you feel about getting, no.
Actually, you know what? That really disappointed me in Family Guy.
What?
Would they use that, because there was that meme, like, if pro means progress, or no, if pro means positive and con means negative, then, and progress is, you know, positive, mm-hmm. then what's, like Congress, right? Like Congress.
Yeah.
Family Guy used that joke, and I was like, "That's disappointing."
Oh, that was a meme.
And I don't know. Well, it was on like 9Gag, like as a meme. Yeah. But some point out. But the fact that it's like they didn't even come up with that themselves.
Yeah, they do.
And
that.
I'm like, no, why? Why are you doing that? Next thing you know, it's gonna be Bad Luck Brian on the show.
Bad Luck Brian. Speaking of 9Gag, I saw a thing last night that really upset me. And they're like, "What? How come people in The Walking Dead don't know about zombies?"
Like, oh, haven't they watched a zombie film? Like, maybe in their time.
No, that's the thing. In the movies, like anything that's zombies don't exist in that world.
Yeah. Oh, so like I was right. Like in The Walking Dead, like there isn't like zombie movies or genre that doesn't exist.
That does not exist. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if it did exist, then it's like, well, I know how to handle this.
Yeah, exactly. We expect.
You know the only movie that I believe that did recognize, like Night of the Living Dead, didn't recognize it.
Evil Dead looks good.
Oh, fuck Evil Dead.
It actually looks good, but it's not, I don't think it follows exactly. I don't know what I saw the,
I like
scary. They didn't use any CGI.
That's what I liked about it. It was all makeup.
I was watching, I think, the interview or something like that. The guy was saying how he wants this movie to be timeless.
Yeah.
He's like, CGI today looks great, tomorrow it won't.
Exactly. But that's the thing about the original Evil Dead. It looked great. It's because it was all makeup and costumes and shit.
And this one, they look like they did really, really good. I just don't know what the story really is.
Sorry.
I don't know if it's just more of like Evil Dead references, kind of like
it's points of it.
But I don't remember it being that many involvement around like the girl or something like that.
No,
it was just the cellar, and it seems like she's like the key focus of all this shit.
She was. That was the end.
I don't know.
That was a good movie.
I don't know. I don't recall, like, based on the trailers, I don't recall any of those scenes in the Evil Dead when we watched it here.
Yeah, no.
You know what I mean? So it seems like it's just they took it. The Evil Dead name.
They probably, this is probably the movie they originally wanted to make.
Like the concept of it and made it the role. Kind of like the Batman, like Dark Knight.
Yeah, exactly.
They took the.
But it's the same producers, though.
Of
Evil Dead.
As Dark Knight?
No.
Or as the original
Evil Dead.
Evil Dead.
Yeah, it's the same people.
So maybe this is the way they intended
it. That's what I'm saying, yeah. Like, this is the first. At first, I was against the remake of Evil Dead. I'm like, you're going to make it CGI. It's going to be stupid. It's gonna be, but I saw the commercial. I'm like, all right. You win this round.
It looks pretty good.
Yeah, I plan to watch it. That's actually the only movie I want to watch. I was like,
Iron Man.
Well, yeah. I mean, the only remake I want to watch, and Iron Man 3. Okay,
Iron Man.
But like I was gonna say, zombies, like in Shaun of the Dead, is the only movie that recognizes zombies.
Yeah, that's why they have their fun with it.
That movie was so. The one clip, I forget what the guy's name is, the bigger guy, and he looks at Sean. I forget his name too, Simon Pegg, and he goes, "Are there zombies out there?" And he goes, "Don't say that word." It's like, "What out there?" He's like, "No, zombies." Don't say that. He goes, "Can you just look outside?" He goes, "Okay." He looks through the mailbox lot. No, there's nothing there. Looks to his left. Oh, there they are. There's like a whole group of them. Oh, fuck, that movie's funny.
I just wonder if that movie stands to that.
Sean Dead? It does. It does. It really does stand.
That should probably be a list that we should probably slowly contemplate. Movies that stand till today.
Yes.
Rocky would be one of them.
Hey, Rocky does. The first one does. Happy Birthday, Polly.
But I still like the fourth one. The fourth one's my favorite.
Rocky Balboa is not bad. Have you seen
Balboa? I haven't. I have the whole DVD.
You should watch it.
I lent it to you, didn't I?
Did. I watched it when I was unemployed while playing Final Fantasy 13. That's the Final Fantasy 13 bet. Never mind.
Nah. But, we should, wonder what movies do stand. Because you know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe Scary Movie 1 and 2 stand at all.
I can tell you right now, I'm absolutely right.
I can't really argue with you because I haven't seen it in over 40 years.
I can tell you right now, it's not good. Anyways, what's on the pipeline for this week? We're going to be talking about news, new releases like we always do, and maybe voice acting?
We'll see. We're off to a good start.
Yeah, it's a good movie. So anyways, what game is we going to play?
The new Naruto game.
Cool.
I don't know if it's considered new. It's really good. Mm. It is really, really good.
Is it really, really good?
It's good.
Oh.
Story-wise, it's good. The battles, it has its up and downs. No, it's one of those things where it's like you play some battles and you just beat the enemy so hard and you're like, man, this game's not even hard at all.
Yeah.
And then there's that one battle where you get your ass handed to you and you lose like 15 times. Fucking bullshit!
Yeah.
I even got to a point where the game's like, oh, you're struggling here. Would you like to lower the difficulty? I'm like, no, I could do it. Because the game has the tendency to, when you do a battle, since it's based on the character and when you do the story, whatever your health is, after you get out of the battle and you walk around and everything, and you go into the next battle, that's the health you have. And I tend to jump to the battles and not eat any food to regenerate health and blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
So when I jump into the, I'm very close to the end of the game, especially when the last chapter is called the last chapter.
Oh, makes sense.
And it's battle after battle, and before a battle, I ask you if you want to open your inventory and eat food. I'm like, fuck it. And then I just get handed to me. But I stopped playing last week because I got to a point where my friend came over. I'm like, oh, I'll just show you the game. You know, it's not bad. This is what the story mode looks like. And then the story mode went past the TV show. So now we're watching things we never saw on the show.
Really? That's weird. Yeah, the show's still going on?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think it's getting close to an end. I don't know.
I like how you got angry. Yeah, obviously. Yeah, don't you know that?
On. It's still a good show.
I didn't know how to pronounce it.
They dragged the shit out of it. But you know what I mean?
Anime being dragged? Oh, hold on.
No. Well, you'd be surprised. A lot of animes only get dragged. Good shows like Fullmetal Alchemist was only 52 episodes. This is how you know it's a good anime. The last amount of shows. Fullmetal Alchemist to me is one of my favorites because there was only 52 episodes.
Yeah.
So it's like you have, this is like the production. You have 52 episodes, make it the best you can. You don't get any more than that. So obviously within the 52 episodes, you're going to make it every episode really good. Naruto, it's like, there's no limit. The sky's the limit. So they carry the shit out of it. But still. So when we were playing the story mode, it got to the point where it's like, oh, this is where we are in the show. And then the next cinematic in the show was like, the game was past that. And it revealed such big information. I was like, no, what? Oh, I wasn't ready to figure that out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm playing. I'm like, no, I don't want to watch anymore. Oh God, I don't know what to do. I don't want to continue the game because it's like, I want to see it in the show, but I don't want to stop because I want to know what happened. One of the reveals that they did in the game was so big that me and my friend were like, it changed our whole vision and everything. But what? Well, if that's this, and what's that? How is that possible? Blah, 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 whatever, right? So that was 2 weeks ago when we figured out the thing. And I only see him every Monday because he comes by to watch Walking Dead.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'll play again when you come over.
Finally, Walking Dead's starting to get good again. Yeah. I was losing faith in it. I was like, come on, man. I'm so bored.
It was okay. It dragged a little bit, but when it did have its key moments, it was like, oh, my God.
Well, especially how, like, the middle break season thing was like, brother versus brother, and you wait, like, 2 months, and it comes back. We're on the same team still? Yeah, we're good. Okay. Yeah. Like, what the fuck? That wasn't worth it at all.
Yeah, they just made it suspenseful. Yeah. So he comes on Monday, we watch Walking Dead, and now we're continuing my Naruto game to see what happens. And so last week we were watching, it's all this intense shit. And then on Monday that just came by, we're on the last chapter, fucking 40 minutes of cinema, crazy battle after crazy battle after crazy battle. And I made a joke. I'm like, oh my God, I'm like, we're getting close to the end. I wonder what happens next. And then I'm like, well, watch the power go off. Oh, whatever. So we're watching it very close to the end of the battle, which I don't know if it would be the end or if it would be more or not, but it was right at the end of the battle, power goes off. I'm like, no.
Oh, really?
No, it can't be. when I was younger, I'd be like, oh, my God, I'd go, like, I'd flip shit. But now I'm like, more mature, I'm like, power's off. There's no point in getting pissed
off. There's nothing you can do.
You can't rewind time. So I'm like, all right, what happened? Who used the damn microwave? It was my brother Kevin. Hmm. He's like, it was me. I'm like, why, Kevin? Because he watched half the battle, which took an hour with me. Then he went to go do his shit. I'm like, you know I was playing. He's like, dude. He was like, I was watching the mic. It was like 3, 2, 1, power off. He was like, it was the last second. I'm,
that sucks.
I'm like, why did you just stop it at 2? He's like, no one stops it at 2. I'm like, fuck.
He's turning into an episode of Seinfeld. Why did you stop the microwave at 2? Do you know who I am?
And I'm like, fuck. And I looked at Peter. I'm like, I really don't want to do that one. And that was like 40 minutes of nonstop. I'm like, and I died so many times. I'm like, nah, we'll just do it next week. So this Monday we'll continue it.
Yeah.
But I was so disappointed because I was like, oh, this is going to be the big climax. We're going to find out what really happens. Power off. No, it can't be.
It's like about to come in and the doorknob turns.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like, dinner's ready.
Speaking of which.
You forgot to lock your front door and the landlord came in.
No, when we're looking for an apartment, is it bad that I took my masturbation into consideration if I wanted a place? As like a factor? I'm like, if the couch is right there in front of the door, I can't jerk off.
Well, why would you do it at the couch?
What would I do on the couch? Where else am I going to do it? On a balcony?
The computer. Like right here.
No, but I'm saying some of the apartments are so tiny that it was combined into one.
Yeah.
So I'm like, if I'm drinking off here on the couch and my girlfriend walks in.
That's why you make sure you do all the locks.
Yeah, but the doors, sometimes the bedrooms have no door and it goes right into the living room, is what I'm saying.
Oh, I see.
So like masturbating was a
factor in the rental apartment.
If I should or should not get the place.
Sounds a bit weird.
Man, it is a bit weird.
It is a little bit
like,
weird.
Like, I mean, I didn't openly.
Because you should be able to do it anyway.
I didn't openly discuss this with my girlfriend saying, but if I jerk off here, would you be okay? Like, I didn't say, it was just something I had in the back of my mind.
Yeah. And you start practicing. She was wondering where you were on the couch.
Yeah. Anyways, and so, yeah, Naruto, sorry.
It's good. Like, it's past the story. And then when I, later that day, because Naruto's show comes out, like, every Wednesday.
Yeah.
We went to go watch a show, but it's behind. I'm like, oh, I don't know if
that's weird they're doing that.
But, well, the manga's way out there.
Oh, you know what I mean? Right.
So, Japanese. And I think the reason why is I think the game, I feel like it's the last one.
Mm-hmm.
So, it might be possible that when I beat the game, it might be the ending. Maybe Naruto dies. Maybe this. You know what I mean? Like, it might be the actual end of the show.
Yeah.
Right? Because after this point, there's not really much to make a game based on, right?
Like Naruto's son. Haruto.
He doesn't have a son. He's 16. Yet.
Yeah, well, it's
Japan. Japan. I know. So, you know what I mean? So maybe that's why they decided to just go all out. But now I don't know if I'm prepared to continue. I don't know the end. I don't mind spoilers, but if this is the end, do I want to see it? As they say,
that's a little weird.
Would you want to see how you die? You know what I mean? I don't know if I want to jump to see it. I'd rather just let it happen.
Yeah. Right? That's so, sort of how I feel with The Walking Dead show, because I'm like, I know what's going to happen. I know it's going to happen.
Yeah, but if they, well.
Well, it's a little bit comics, different. Right?
Yeah, so you don't really know, but you kind of have an idea.
Yeah.
So that's exactly how it was with the game. Like, in the show, we had an idea of how things were going, but then the game's like left curveball. It's like, whoa, we didn't expect that. So this is what the show could be. You're expecting something, but it might go in a different direction.
That's strange that they did that.
Yeah, so I was like, whoa, I did not expect this at all.
Well, that's kind of the same thing the Amazing Spider-Man movie did.
Well, he shoots webs out of his
ass. Like the game came out the same time the movie did, and it's like, well, that's the ending. Doc Connors is okay. And I was like, well, that sucks.
Oh, the movie set or the game?
The game took place after the movie.
Oh, I see what you mean. So when you start the game, you already know the ending of the movie.
Yeah, because it's like, I was like, well, that was kind of strange. Thanks for that.
Yeah, so.
I mean, I didn't think Spider-Man's going to die, but you can at least give me some kind of hope that
suspense
maybe.
Suspense where everyone carries him through the subway and he fights off.
I was like, all right, fair enough.
But the game, you know what? The multiplayer, like, it's almost like Mortal Kombat type of game. It's just your street fight. You just fight. It's nice to see the cinematics.
You know what the equivalent of that is if you're playing like a Dark Knight game based off the movie? It's, let me tell you how I got these scars. Car accidents. You're like, oh, that ruins everything.
Exactly, right? Well, even though the movie's not really the show.
The thing, but the game would like tell you straight up.
It just tells you, why not? You're going like, wow, I didn't expect that.
And then you really, every time you watch Dark Knight, you're like, he got it from a car accident.
Well, that's you know, the game. Oh, yeah.
That's very
problematic. But I will say, the Naruto game, like fighting-wise, if you were to just play, all it is you press B. B is the combo, the direction you face. I think I may have discussed it.
Yeah.
You press right, B, that's one combo. The game does an amazing job.
I
just spit in your face.
Jesus Christ.
The game does an amazing job in visualize. Mm. A lot of games like Street Fighter, you just like, Kamehameha, like, you know, they have very
limited. Kamehameha is a Dragon Ball reference.
Yeah, I know. But like,
Shoryuken.
It has those typical visuals, but Naruto, with the combos, they go all out. Characters fucking just everywhere.
Mm.
Just literally fucking everywhere.
Wow, that's awesome.
And when you, as you're playing, although you're just pressing BBB, you're just having a time of your life. Like, this
that's
is
like how I
told
Metal Gear Rising. I was like, XXXX, oh, this is so satisfying.
Yeah, and he's doing fucking splits, climbability. It just looks good. And Naruto does a good job in that. And the story, when they have like quick time events, like you'll do the battle, then it'll get to the point where it's like, oh, you think you defeat me? And then they do a fucking whole series of quick time events where you're like, oh yeah, right in my mouth, right? Mm. And it goes well, like all the like the commands for the quick time events sync well with the visual, and you're like, this is so fucking nice. But
you're really into that.
No,
Jesus Christ.
It is because the thing I don't like about quick time events is because you're concentrating not to fuck up,
yeah.
But you want to watch the cool shit that's happening. And then, yeah, so overall, like, I think it's a great game. I just disappointed, like, the whole selection of characters wasn't as many as I'd like.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever it is. But it's just, I bought the game as if you were to buy Sonic. It's your thing.
Yeah, it's just what I mean? Buy.
I bought the Naruto game because I really liked the Naruto franchise. And the story, they do a good job of it. So, but overall, I give the game a 20 out of 10.
Nice.
If I were to, it's hard criteria. I've never played online.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to give it a rating on that. Story, I'd actually give it like a 9 out of 10.
Mm.
Because it actually looks like you're watching the show. And they do pretty good, even though it's weird though. It's like as you did, like technically, right? Kamehameha Dragon Ball Z. I did that same moment in the game because one of the characters loses an arm and cuts it off. But the game didn't do that, and it's past that point. I'm like, technically, you shouldn't have an arm at this point. But I'm like, whatever, I'll let it be. But the actual fun of the game, the gameplay, enjoyment of the game, it's pretty good. Like, I'd say it's like an 8 or 9.
But if you're a fan of the series.
Even if you're not, like, the actual just playing of the game, it's, like, it's my favorite of, like, fighter games. You know what I mean? Like, Mortal Kombat, the combos, like, just imagine the best combos in Mortal Kombat. it doesn't really look that good where they like kick you in the air, someone comes up and kicks you. You know what I mean? It looks kind of like, it's just unfair. Street Fighter, maybe like Street Fighter Turbo when all that shit crazy stuff happens. Yeah, it looks cool. But Naruto, like, it adds all the coolness into it. And just by pressing B, there you go, the whole world explodes, right? And they add a lot of visuals to it. So that's why, even if you weren't a fan of it, I think it's really good entertainment. It's like Metal Gear Rising. Like, you just play.
You just enjoy it.
I'm not a fan of Metal Gear Rising, but...
You haven't played it.
I know, but I'm not a fan of the whole, like, oh, Metal Gear Rising, I want it now. Like, the reason why I want it is because I know it's going to be a good game.
Yeah.
I want to slice watermelons for all my friends. You know what I mean? So that's what this game seems like. It's just all out, just fucking have fun. Hmm. And that's why I think you don't have to be a fan of it, right? But yeah. I think if you are, you're orgasming. When you want to fill time, let's fill it. You just don't give the shits.
Well, I mean, I never played Naruto. I give shits. I just don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
What other games did you play?
And then I just played Black Ops with you.
Played Black Ops together. Yeah. We finally played online together.
We played Guild Wars, but nothing new. And it was Black Ops we played.
That was how much fun we played together.
It was. It was a little bullshit, but it's okay.
So, yeah. I was actually thinking, you know how we were talking about how the knife and sucks balls?
Yeah.
Isn't that a good thing? Because we always complain about
to an extent. This is what we complained about. The guy can knife you from a mile away in the other games. That's bullshit.
They got rid
of
that.
You're standing in front of the guy.
Yeah,
and you swipe his face. Yeah. And he swipes you. And it's like, bullshit. That's the bullshit.
Yeah.
But no, it is better. They do still have that little lunge.
Not as much.
No, if you equip, not right trigger. The tactical. Or if you equip the tactical knife, you do have that little lunge.
But that's fine because that's a difference. That's a perfect.
Compared to command, it's something, it's just part of the
commando thing was bullshit. Yeah, like that. That
gave the increase, the range by 4.
Yeah, that was awful. Do you remember? And you're like, just put the guy's
and it was like auto lock on. Yeah. You just press it, you get the guy. This game, there is no auto lock on, but it still sucks because it's like, many times, especially when I'm like, Kevin, help me! Help me! I knifed the guy like 7 times and just wasn't killing him.
Well, I guess that's the thing. Like, we're so you shouldn't be using that at all, and we're just so used to it after like 6 years of playing the game. You
know I was using it only because my gun was out of ammo.
But I mean, like, after 6 years of just swipe and kill the guy, now it's not like that anymore. And we have the mentality that it should be, even though it's not. So we're just like, dude, bullshit.
That's why sometimes I don't mind when it's like the guy's too far and I don't get him. But the only thing I don't like is
when I'm crouching behind him,
chasing him and swiping him and I don't kill him, then his teammate gets
and then it takes
behind.
Him half an hour to recover from his, like, he's stunned. Like, what the hell did I just missed? And
then
he gets
shot.
Yeah,
how did I miss? Let me contemplate how I missed. But regardless, the game was okay. Yeah. Only because I think I was playing with you.
I think, my favorite Call of Duty is, no, Modern Warfare 2, I still say it's the worst one.
Good time, Black Ops 1. Like,
Black Ops 1, I enjoyed.
When I played Black Ops 1, I feel
like I think World at War.
Did you lend me Black Ops 1?
Possibly.
But I think that game, like, I was fucking king of the world. I'm the king of the world. My score was like 52-1. It was just like killing everyone. But
World at War was good. The one we played
for the Wii.
For the Wii.
Yeah.
Remember, you could, like, sick dogs. This one, the score streak.
You can still get the dogs.
You can still get it. I found that out. Yeah,
and you get the dogs on the swarm.
It's like 18,000 freaking points.
But if you get those points, like, you pretty much won the game.
Yeah.
Because what happens is, what people do is they get, I don't know what their first streak is, but the second they get the dogs and the third they get the swarm.
Because then dog is a point.
Yeah, they send the dogs to kill and then they use a swarm. And those things last for so long, but by the time it kills everybody, as long as you stay alive, you'll get
it
those
recovers.
Dogs again and then the things again. So, pretty much if you get those.
If you get that.
Which is bad enough. Rue, you got a triple kill. What? I still don't fucking get a UAV? Bullshit.
What else should we play?
No, I think that was it.
That was it?
This is just the two. Cool. I haven't really had much. Been waking up, being lazy. Spending time with the gal.
Nice.
That's it. What games have you been playing?
I already
see here and I see at this point in the list.
Yes. I completed Final Fantasy IX. I don't know if I brought that up last time.
Is that 9? That looks like 7.
That is 7.
Okay.
But I completed 9.
Is that the tail one?
That's the tail one. Good game. Very fun.
Is it?
I actually almost, like, sort of teared up. It was a beautiful ending.
Really?
Because, I don't want to spoil it. Oh, the game is 1,000 years old. This is the kind of game I don't want to spoil because it is story focused, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like Mortal Kombat where you're like, they all die. What?
Scorpion has no face.
Yeah, believe it or not. It was a good game. So after that, I finally got around to playing Final Fantasy VII. I actually like the graphics in that game, even though it's like no mouth and biceps the size of my head, because they look like Popeye characters.
Yeah, but it's like it's Naruto's cell shaded, and I like cell shaded.
No, but Final Fantasy VII,
it's like cubes. I know, but
yeah,
still Minecraft.
Yeah,
I like the graphics.
So
of Minecraft.
Final Fantasy VII, I mean, I'm playing it and I'm still enjoying it. I still love it. It's still as good as I remember, if not better, because I'm old enough to actually understand the
things.
Story. Yeah.
I'm like, hey, Sephiroth, I'll suck my stick. Oh, good. Now you get it.
Yeah, now I'm like, oh, his stick.
Because he carries a cane.
That's why.
Back then, we thought it was dead.
And now I'm like so focused on a story where I'm like, oh, I know Ares dies. It's going to be so sad.
Do you, remember? I noticed when I was playing Gilbert, do you sometimes when things don't go your way, you think it's a glitch or something?
What do you mean?
Like, and for example, Gilbert, me and my friend were doing a story, but the game wasn't progressing. I'm like, oh, it's a fucking glitch. The first thing I go is, oh, the game's glitched. It's bugged. We have to redo the whole thing. Oh, you got to press a button? Oh, no, sorry. Like, that's the first thing I go to when playing these games.
Well, I played Final Fantasy VII before, so I know exactly what I'm
like
doing.
Like, for example, Final Fantasy VII, like, you're in the fucking train, and let's say that you hop on the train, but you don't remember, or you don't find a way to progress, and you think you've done everything. But like, I fucking did everything. What do I do? I went to the freaking conductor station. I went to, what do I do? This game's bugged. It has to be a glitch. You reset the game, and you're stuck in the same area again. I don't fucking get it. Oh, the newspaper.
Yeah, I've sort of had things like that.
Like, to but me, not, sometimes I feel like that, oh, it has to be a glitch. I'm not wrong. It has to be something's wrong with the game. It can't be me.
Yeah, it's usually a switch in the background that you don't
see. Yeah, and then you're like, oh, the painting.
Yes. So yeah, I played Final Fantasy VII. I got bored the other day and started playing a game that I wanted to play again, because I haven't played it in 3 years. Ghostbusters!
I don't know if I finished that.
You did.
1,000?
Yeah.
I don't think
no,
so.
No, you didn't, because it was online.
Because there's some bullshit. Oh, was there all like
online cheaters? Bullshit. So I'm playing Ghostbusters again. This time on professional difficulty, which is fucking hard. And also, now I'm trying to beat the game without causing that much damage, because you get points for causing more damage.
That's why I stopped playing.
Yeah.
Because I went right in the middle. I got none of the achievements.
Oh, really?
Because I didn't get... It was like 400,000 damage is like a bad achievement. 300,000 is a good achievement. Less. I'm at like 350. Bullshit.
Well, I beat the game twice already. So it's my third time playing it.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time playing on professional. So I'm like, shit, I should have done professional with damaging stuff.
Yeah.
I'm going to be shooting everywhere, right? Yeah, yeah. Freaking Slimer's going around in the first level. The whole thing's like $1 million. I'm like, damn it. So I'm playing that. That game is good. Like, it's still good, especially if you're a Ghostbusters fan. Because, like, I don't know. I like it.
It's one just, of the creepy rooms is the kids' room. I still think it's creepy. Where you follow the little footsteps and it's like the kids' room. And
but like, even some, like, I'm playing surround sound, you actually hear, like, get out. And I'm like... the game is still funny. Like, the voice acting is good. There are a lot of glitches, though, that I probably didn't recognize the first time.
What do you mean?
Well, no sound, for one thing.
Was your audio on?
Yeah. Huh. So, I'm playing a game, and he's like, now I'm...
I think that's happened to me a few times.
Yeah, I was
as
like,
well.
What just happened? So, I'm like, did the sound just go? So, I press the Xbox dashboard, and mm-hmm. it does the sound. And I'm like, settings, audio? I'm like... What the hell just happened? So I reloaded it, and it goes, ding, 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 ding. It goes back to the level. I'm like, there's still no sound. The control's vibrating. Ding, 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 ding. I'm like, what the hell? So I had to turn the whole thing off and reload it. Then I had sound. I was like, that was weird. A lot of weird, like, pop-in textures. Like, I'm going to walk into the wall. I'm like, okay, we'll restart. But the game itself is still fun.
Yeah.
I want to get the achievements, but I don't think anyone plays online. So I'm like, all right, let's try some of the achievements now. I'm like, let me try playing online. No one to find. I'm like, okay, let's try again. No one. Try again. No one. Hey, I'm a Jew. Hey, look at me.
Hey,
is Jew racist? No, it's not. Jew is short for Jewish.
Yeah, but it's like, I think it is.
No, is it?
I don't know. Calling someone a Jew?
If you, I don't know.
I don't think the words itself are offensive.
It's the way you say it.
Yeah, it's your intention to it. You'll look at that cheap Jew. Yeah. It's like, but you're like, oh, look at that Jew. I don't know.
He's a Jew. Yeah, but I'm not going to be like, oh, look at that Catholic. Hey, look at him.
Yeah, you probably
let's get off
oh,
topic.
He's Christian.
I'm scared to talk now.
It's weird. Whatever.
Sorry, I didn't think so.
We don't like Jews.
I didn't. Wow. <Okay. laughs>
I am half Jewish.
The words of rooster does not take.
You're doing that little discretion.
Yeah.
Like, any words of rooster is not get used against. Paranerds.com does not approve of any other words.
Yeah, these are his own words and not I. Awkward. The other game I've been playing was Sonic Adventure 2, which kind of gave me the idea to do that voice acting thing.
Bad voice acting.
The bad voice acting for maybe last segment.
Yeah.
Sonic Adventure 2 is not that good of a game. Sonic Adventure 1 is not that good of a game.
Any
Sonic
game
games
in
are awful.
Yeah.
I hate. I don't want to say hate.
It's
yeah,
a strong word.
It's pretty. You know how Sonic Heroes is one of the worst games I've ever played in my whole entire life? Sonic Heroes.
Best soundtrack ever.
Sonic Heroes. That game was awful. Because if you touch the control, you fall and die. You just die.
You just watch the game.
Yeah, it's I hated Sonic Heroes. Anyway, Sonic Adventure 2 I never played before because I never had Dreamcast. All
right.
But after Sonic Adventure 1, well, I was like, it's okay. Sonic Adventure 2 is pretty awful because, again, like most Sonic games, it's bad because you don't get to play as Sonic.
you play as...
Like, Sonic Adventure 1, you can play the whole game as Sonic, then the whole game as Knuckles, and you can go fishing as Big the Cat, which I hated.
Alright.
But they're all different segments. And this one, they combine everything. So one level Sonic running through loops and having fun.
And then Tails float around.
No, Tails does not float around. He drives a giant machine that shoots missiles.
Is it his aircraft that he uses?
No, it's just some weird Transformer mech warrior type thing.
I thought it was an airplane.
So
that'd
be
nice.
So it's like a platforming, which platforming is awful. Because I'm like, jump, Sonic! I'm like, shut up, you piece. I get so frustrated because...
Well, how come Tails doesn't go rescue? But always worth in the other games every time Sonic fell off the screen.
But you're just playing as Tails. So the levels itself is fine, and then you had to do these stupid platforming things on this giant tank, and the camera's like, I'm going to be facing the back no matter what. So even if you spin the camera around to see where the next platform is, we're going to go right back to the back. And I'm like, I don't know what the next jump is. So I try and, Sonic, stop.
Get out of the damn thing and fly.
Stop relying on Sonic. And then there's this level in space. I'm about done with this game. Well, the Knuckles, because there's Heroes, and then there's Dark, whatever. Dark is like Shadow, who's the bad, whoever else. So I'm playing as Heroes, where you play Sonic, Knuckles, and Tails. And Knuckles is like, first off, the music is awful. The voice acting is terrible, which is what I'm going to bring up after. But Knuckles, you have to go around looking for Chaos Emeralds. So it's like a scavenger.
Oh, it's all right. It wants Chaos Emeralds, right?
It's okay. But I mean, it's not what I was hoping for. So you're looking, you're literally walking around this ugly looking level.
You just have to literally just go find it.
Until, like, a radar goes, beep, 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 beep. And then you got to dig in the floor.
You play levels, and then when you complete the level, you collect the one emerald.
No, you have to look for it. Yeah. And it's like, the clues are like, this thing is underneath a train track. And the whole level is the train track.
Welcome to Train Town.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know what you're saying. So anyways, the Knuckles part isn't that bad, but the Tails part I absolutely hate. So I'm in space right now on a spaceship, because Sonic always has to take place in fucking space. And if you shoot these, because you have to blow up the ship from inside.
All right.
So every time you blow up the ship, the things open up and you get sucked out.
Okay.
You get sucked out. There's nothing I can do about it. You have to get close, shoot it, Sonic! It's like, shot!
Ah! So then how do you beat it?
I don't know. And I don't have patience. I'm like, I'm done. I am done with this game. And the Sonic controls, like everything, the controls are okay, but the platforming is off. I hate it. I hate Sonic Adventure 2.
I'm not that. It's Sonic.
And the voice acting, especially the voice acting, oh my god, the voice acting is so odd. They over-talk each other. So I want you to say, I'm on my way when I point, okay?
Alright.
Knuckles, what are we supposed to do?
I'm on my way.
That's exactly how it is. And you're like, and then so that, as that's happening, I'm like, what?
Does that frustrate you? It frustrates me.
Because it's so stupid, because it's like, you guys aren't having a conversation. And even during the loading screen, Sonic will overlap Sonic. So we're still in the cutscene audio as he's talking to Tails in this cutscene. Oh my god, that's just like.
No, that happened to me yesterday in Guild Wars when we're waiting for a dragon to appear. And I guess because it's one of those environments where it's like live, the NPCs kind of like do their own thing.
Yeah.
But the dragon appeared, but everyone, look, something in the water, like every little NPC started talking, but it's like, shut up, boy. Look, the dragon's like, something's in the water. Oh my god, it's here. But I'm like, ah,
that was exchanges
like,
words.
I know the dragon, shut up.
To make myself feel better, I've been playing Sonic City on the iPhone. So I'm like, oh, this is what a Sonic game is supposed to be. Yeah, so I've been playing that on my iPhone a lot lately because I like Sonic CD. Because I never had that, so it's like, I can play this all the time. It's not like Sonic 2 where I'm like, I'm tired of this. I've played it so many times. Do you remember back in the day when we used to make the Sonic characters talk by making them look up and the way their jaw was moving?
And then we pressed down to look down.
I just thought that was cute.
And I watched someone do a whole YouTube video on that and become rich and famous off our report. I'm pretty sure everyone did it, but we did.
I also played Blazing Battle Stars All-Star Royale thingy.
Oh, the new PlayStation?
I can't get into it. Wow. I don't know what it is. I can't. I tried. I completed the game with Kratos. I completed the game with Raiden.
Yeah.
And I'm playing as Parappa now. And I'm like, I don't know. I think it's because it's a game like Smash Bros. We get to play as friends. But even Smash Bros. I enjoyed playing the single player mode.
Because it was all lovable characters we loved.
Yeah, but this one's all lovable characters I like.
They're cool characters, but they like lovable. I don't know.
I don't know. Like, I don't know. I try. Like,
it doesn't feel right.
I'm thinking about trading it in. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just can't get into it. I play online as Sweet Tooth.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not fun. I just don't find it fun. I don't find anything about it fun. It's honestly boring because it all depends on the special moves. So everyone in the game is just beating up on each other until we all get the 3 round and then we all use it at the same time.
So whoever gets there first, the rest of 3 points.
Pretty much. Where Smash Brothers is whenever
you get... Why? Because if you do it 3 points, it's an automatic win?
Well, pretty much because it knocks everything off the screen.
I see. So, Smash Bros., you can knock someone on the first 4 seconds.
Exactly, and that's what made Smash Bros. So much fun, was because it's like, oh, don't give me the ultimate.
Or sometimes you do the ultimate, and it still doesn't get them off, and then you do it again, and it still doesn't get them off.
There's no platforming to fall off, so you don't have to worry about that. There's no destruction, the only thing you lose points, so, I mean, I'm like, I don't know, there's just something about this game I just cannot get, and I've tried. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord, how I've tried.
Almost.
Like, I've tried so hard and got so far, but in the end, it doesn't even matter. Like, I'm on it, I tried online, I tried, like, 5 different characters in story mode, and the story's not interesting at all. It's cool when they, like, show up, and, like, you play a Sweet Tooth, and he meets Kratos, and Kratos, you know, knocks his ice cream out, and he's like, that was my ice cream cone. Then they fight, I'm like, that's pretty cool. But I don't care.
The game shouldn't just revolve around the meetings.
Yeah, I don't know. I tried really hard to get into it, and
it's okay. It's not for everybody.
I'm probably gonna just gonna trade in because like I have no desire to play. I thought I would, maybe I'd enjoy it online even, but no. I just even Twisted Metal I enjoyed online, but even that I got tired of.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
It's a shame.
And just 2 more games, I promise. Kid Icarus Classic I played on the 3DS because it was free on Nintendo. We'll get there when we get the deals.
All right.
It's okay. And I also just purchased a game from Steam called Cart Life.
That's the one you were just playing or not?
That one I just showed you there. Which is like a black and white, 8-bit pixelated kind of game, but it's very depressing and it's about you pretty much starting off your own business. And I've only played like...
So it's a game about us.
Yeah, pretty much. And I've only played 20 minutes and I absolutely love it. But I'll probably write a review about it because it's like I very rarely buy PC games. And I heard about this from Destructoid and it's like it was half off of like $5.99, so like $3-something.
Not bad.
So I purchased it, and you're like all surprised I just purchased games.
Yeah, you just buy things.
Yeah. So I'm playing that, but I'll talk about it more when we talk about it
more.
So anyways, new releases of the week. Wow, this is a long intro. So new releases of this week includes the game. Well, this was last week. God of War Ascension came out, the prequel.
Mm-hmm.
Awkwardly enough, we were talking about Darkstalkers last time we had a podcast. And we're like, what happened to that game? It's never coming back.
Well, here it is.
Resurrection came out. Came with Darkstalkers 1 and 2, I believe. I asked for a review copy. Did not get it. So zero. The game gets a 0.
Even though we probably said a 9 last time.
Yes. Yeah, so Darkstalkers Resurrection came out. And I was like, man, that's funny. Because I was like, man, if that thing comes out, I'm going to buy it. Here it is. Had all audience.
So StarCraft 2 HOTS came out.
Who cares? The big games that came out this week is, wow, actually quite a few. Trials of Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate came out for 3DS. Dead or Alive 5 Plus came out on the Vita. Hyper Dimension. What else came out? I guess we can talk about the big games. Lego City Undercover came out for the Wii U. I don't know why I said Cavern, but that's coming out on
for
the Wii U. Walking Dead Survival Instinct is out for Xbox 360, PS3, PS3, a Wii U, PC, which is the
first
person game.
Wonder how it's
going
to do.
Yeah. Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate on Wii U, and Gears of War Judgment, which is also a prequel. All these games are prequels.
Gears of War Judgment, not bad. If you actually limited time off, or if you buy it, you get Gears of War 1 for free. It's kind of a good thing, because it's like, well, you want to know, since it's a prequel to Gears of War, why not play Gears of War and see what happened after?
Because I've been so busy, I've had no idea what games are coming out. I was like, Gears of War came out? Do you have any interest in playing it? This is the first Gears of War I don't care about.
You're right, I don't care.
Like, the Gears of War 3, it's because I know it was the end of the trilogy, so I was like, I have to find out
what
happens.
You want
to
see what happens.
This one, I'm like, I don't care what happened before. I know how it ends.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the same way I feel with God of War. I'm like, I don't care how he became the smarter. I just want to...
Probably still going to be a great game.
Oh, probably still amazing game. I just don't care about the story. Anyways, and that's it
for
the...
Does next week look bright?
Let's see.
Let's take a quick look. See if our listeners have something to look forward to. That's just gas escaping.
Anyways, up next we're going to be talking about news.
Yeah, that stuff.
News up next.
Uh-huh. Hello there. This is Mickey Mouse, unofficially. You're listening to the Paranev Podcast, right, Pikachu?
Yeah.
Don't tell Disney.
Oh, that's true.
And we are back. Sorry, I had to clear my throat.
Alright.
So how you doing?
Okay.
Alright, cool. We are now in...
News.
News!
Spill it out on this window. Even though our viewers can't listen.
News!
See, there you go. And... How's that say? News?
I can't think of that stuff. Anyways, first things first, battlefield.com/Battlefield4.
-4.
Says, come back March 27th for a first look at gameplay. And I gotta admit, this website is pretty fucking cool. It shows a, like, a, what is it called, condensation on a window, and you can actually go over it with your mouse.
And clear it up and see the picture. But I wonder what, I don't know if I want another, like, I want another Battlefield game. I just hope that...
Didn't Battlefield 3 just come out last year?
Early last year? Maybe the year before that.
Really?
I don't know. Time flies.
I thought it was last year.
Like, you'd be surprised when, like, it came out last year. 2006! Yeah. You know what I mean? What I hope is that they do it right. You know what I mean? I don't want this Battlefield to be a Call of Duty thing.
Yeah.
Where every year they release it. And it's like, no. If you're going to do it, you do it right. You put the time in. You put the money in.
Exactly.
So I really hope that this is just kind of like a sneak peek, but the game won't come out for like another 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of how they did with Guild Wars 2. Like, Guild Wars 2, I think, was announced in 2008.
Yeah.
Right? It's 2012 was when it came out. Like, that was a long time from when we're like, we're working on Guild Wars 2. Years later, it finally comes out, and they're still working on it. But so I hope that the next Battlefield, they do it right.
I never got in. I didn't get into Battlefield, but not that much, but...
Well, the PC versions, a million times.
Of course, yeah.
The reason why is because console's console, PC is open world, blah, blah, blah.
EA disabling user accounts because it thinks any contact with Amazon must be a refund request.
Sorry, you're going to have to elaborate on that because I don't understand that sentence.
What? What do you want to
say? I don't know. I don't understand what it's trying to say.
So, SimCity, I don't know if you heard about the big kerfuffle that happened last week.
With the whole servers and DRM thing.
Yeah,
that
people just couldn't go
online. So, and then Amazon decided to refund all the people.
No, Amazon took it off.
Took it off the sales.
That's
off
right,
Amazon.
Because
okay.
It's like, well, we're not dealing with this shit.
Yeah, we don't, because then what happens is the customers are complaining to Amazon saying they want their money back.
Yeah.
But it's not Amazon's fault. They're just distributing.
EA, yeah.
So
EA apparently is disabling user accounts because it thinks any contact with Amazon must be a refund request. It's now been almost 2 weeks since Electronic Arts launched its newest always-online SimCity game. Since the debut, EA has apologized for slow service and said an offline mode wasn't part of its vision, further inflaming customer ire. And now it's time for another chapter in the saga of fails. We're hearing from readers as well as reports online that any users who contacted Amazon for any reason regarding SimCity are getting kicked out of the game.
Yeah, because according to this sentence here, if you contact, Amazon's like, sure, here's another copy, like the key. Here's another copy of the code. Sorry, the game didn't work. Here's a new one.
This phenomenon has been chronicled on Reddit as well as gaming forums, and each story sounds a lot of like what happened to consumerist reader Jeff. He writes in that he had ordered the digital version of the game from Amazon and decided to play it recently. But when he tried to play, he was told that he had an invalid key and the game code had already been used. He figured maybe it was a glitch, as he had time to update the game and went to sleep thinking steps. The next morning it was the same story. SimCity wasn't going to work for him, so he went to Amazon first where he had purchased the game, and he wrote a letter there.
Yep.
And apparently, Jeff says he was finally able to use the relay to talk to EA, found out that indeed he'd been banned from the game because Amazon had instituted a chargeback. Except it didn't, because he never asked for a refund or chargeback of any kind. He adds that Amazon was nice enough to give him a $40 credit for prom it hadn't caused, while EA simply gave him a 50% discount of his next Origin purchase and blamed Amazon for his troubles.
So he didn't get his money back for the game.
Yeah, and he got banned.
Amazon gave him... Well, it's not like if you got banned, it's the end of the world. It's just that you can't play the game. So that means you have to buy a new one.
Yeah, but...
But they only gave him $40 credit, which was from Amazon. But that's not how much the game costs.
Yeah.
Exactly. But at least Amazon said, look, so if you do, here's a $40
credit.
It's
not Amazon's fault.
Yeah.
It is not Amazon's fault.
And then
fault.
Origin's like, here, well, EA's like, here, 15% off the next Origin game. So... It's not like he could, if he used the $40 credit on Origin,
yeah,
plus a 15% discount, it might equal to the value of
how
the game.
How much is the game? It's digital fucking download.
Who, EA?
Yeah.
Because EA doesn't...
And apparently, Electronic Arts has announced that CEO John Russinen is stepping down. His last day on the job will be March 30th. Interesting timing.
EA has announced that CEO, so the actual CEO of EA.
He's like, fuck this, I'm done. I'm out of here. No
hopefully,
more
like, you know what, EA has such a bad reputation that I feel bad. But I think the reason why they're such an easy target is because they produce a lot. You know what I mean? Like, they do a lot of EA games.
Didn't Diablo 3 have the same problem with the DRM?
Yeah, because it was DRM.
How come no one freaked out about that?
I don't know if Diablo's... They did.
Yeah, but it's not as big as SimCity where the fucking CEO stepped
because
down.
I think SimCity was one of those games where I've been waiting a long time for that. I don't know. I just
Diablo
think,
3 people
I think
for
it's
like
because...
Decade,
I think. No, there was a lot of people complaining.
Yeah, but it's not as big as SimCity, I feel. I think it's
I wouldn't be surprised. I think it may have been even bigger.
And I like how no one's yelling at Maxis, because Maxis is like, whoa, 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 we just made the game.
Yeah, because some people in Diablo, when they were playing it, they would get errors.
Yeah.
Right? And they would call it to log out, and they can't play. So I think it was even bigger than Diablo 1. I just think we didn't care. so it would never really cross our field of vision.
Lego City Undercover, The Chase Begins, release date confirmed for Europe on April 26, 2013.
Wait, where are you getting this information from?
Oh, from Paranerds.com.
I get 10 cents every time I reference us.
We get press releases. So Lego City Undercover, The Chase Begins, which is the prequel to Lego, Lego City Undercover, which is Wii U. It's a prequel for that game. Will be coming out on April 26, 2013 for Europe. There's still no North American one as far as I can tell.
It's shortly after.
Yeah, probably be after before. Dishonored DLC confirmed Dodd as protagonist.
Wait, where are you getting this from?
Paranerds on Dodd. So I've never played Dishonored, but Callum was nice enough to say that the DLC confirmed to play as Prod, who, or Dodd.
Dodd.
Who that is? I don't know. What is it? Who knows?
You tell us. Stay tuned for next week.
Lost Planet 3 confirmed for release on June 25, 2013.
June 25th?
Yeah.
Where'd you get this from?
Oh, Paranerds.com. I'm sorry, we'll stop. So it's going to be released in North America on June 25th and in Europe on June 28th on the Xbox 360, PS3, and PC. Have you ever played Lost Planet before?
No.
Right on. this was one of the first demos I played on Xbox.
I remember playing it. Because I had multiplayer. It was one of those demos I had online. Like, I think we may have played it, and it was just like, it was horrible.
This got me excited.
Like, all right.
Capcom and Valve
are pleased
to announce the Resident Evil 6 Cross and Left 4 Dead 2 project.
Where are you getting this from?
The crossover project between the two interactive entertainment industry's most respected publishers will see characters from Left 4 Dead 2 featured exclusively in the forthcoming PC version of Resident Evil 6, while enemies from Resident Evil 6 will invade the PC version of Left 4 Dead 2. All content will be available completely free for fans of either game to access and play.
Cool. So if you play Resident Evil 6 online or Left 4 Dead 2 online, you'll come across enemies and people from the other game.
Yeah, which is really fucking cool, considering it's Capcom and Valve, two completely different publishers.
It is pretty
cool. I think that's really cool. It's like when Left 4 Dead did the whole Portal thing, remember when you enter that room in
Glados? The secret thing, yeah.
But that's Valve, so yeah. That's like, you expected, but Capcom? Really? Capcom? I'm so proud of you. First Street Fighter X Mega Man for free, now this? And the DLC is free.
It's free. Surprised they're not charging.
I know. That's
for skins.
Yeah. Modern Warfare 4 is coming.
Isn't that the one that just came out?
No, Modern Warfare 3 came out.
I'm not surprised by
this. No, hold on. This is from a website called mw4blog.com.
Modern Warfare 4 blog.
I don't really trust it.
Well, neither do I. Especially if you name a blog called Modern Warfare 4.
A lot of sites unexpected reveal. You know what? Useless. Forget that.
We just picked that up just so we can say useless.
Yes.
Right?
Okay. Final Fantasy X2 included in PS3 HD collection. Not bad. So the PS3 version of Final Fantasy X HD will pack the Final Fantasy 2 on the same disc, according to Japanese magazine Jump. The fashion swapping pop singing direct sequel will be sold separately on PS Vita in Japan. So I guess if you have it on the Xbox, you just get the one. The Division remastered games will both include a respective and get a quick look at the smooth. Though that is, of course, through while the Vita version will be sold separate, yada yada yada. So that's cool. If you have a PS3 and you're trying to get Final Fantasy 13 or 10, I like 10, sort of.
I just think
Nintendo found guilty of patent infringement over glasses free 3DS technology. So they got sued for this
technology without using 3D glasses?
Yeah.
But wasn't that their big thing, as if their innovative, creative idea?
Yeah, but everyone steals ideas.
Well, that top image just messed up my mind. I thought it was a square, but it looks like it's vertical. But it looks like,
it's one of those.
You know what I mean? It looks you're walking around, but yeah.
And developing a 3DS portable console, Nintendo infringed on a glasses-free 3D patent owned by the former Sony employee. That's according to a New York federal jury, which earlier today hit Nintendo with $30.2 million in damages. That's about, the equivalent of taking a nickel out of my pocket.
Yeah.
I really need a nickel. The patent in question, granted in 2008, pertains to viewing 3D content without need for specialized glasses, which is a major selling point of 3DS. So, who spent 30 years at Sony, according to the court complaint, sued Nintendo in 2011 for infringing on an invention, claiming that he met with the gaming manufacturer in 2003 to discuss the technology. In its defense, Nintendo's attorney argued that Tomita, which is one of several 3D purveyors it was in contact with at the time, and a 3D implemented portable device avoided key aspects of his patent. Ultimately, the jury decided with Tomita and awarded him the compensation damages $30.2 million.
So they actually gave it to him?
Yeah.
So they won. Huh. Lucky.
Yeah.
He was an ex-employee?
Yeah, of Sony.
So now he's not working anymore now. So the thing is, they met up with the meeting. They discussed it. Oh, you know what we should do? We should eventually have a technology where you don't need 3D glasses. Yeah, that's a great idea. 5 years later, they end up making, oh, you stole my idea. It's like, we're just discussing it.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you own it.
Credit towards, mind you.
So if ex-Sony employer had it, why didn't he provide that information for Sony instead of, here, buy this TV and these separate glasses?
He spent 30 years at Sony, but it doesn't mean he was still working at the time. He's probably like talking to Nintendo.
So why meet up with Nintendo and talk about it when you can meet up with Sony executives and talk about it?
Maybe he got fired or quit, like angry. And he's like, you know what, Nintendo, I'll go with you. And they're like, nah, we're not interested. Okay, peace.
Steal that idea.
It doesn't mean steal. It's an idea. Eventually it was going to happen. With the introduction of 3D TVs with the glasses, it was bound that someone was going to come up with the idea of not using the glasses.
I don't know. As much as I think the 3DS 3D effects on the 3DS is useless, I like it.
Why doesn't Nintendo sue for wireless now? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. They're the first consoles. Well, PC had wireless mouse stuff. But yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's bound to happen. People want to make things easier. 3D TVs with glasses, eventually it's going to be 3D TVs without glasses. Wired controllers, eventually it's going to become wireless controllers. So it's like, it's technology. People will get to those stages. I don't know. I think we live in a world where everyone's suing everyone. It's like, how do you better yourself by using other people's ideas and make it better?
Well, everything's stolen.
You know what I mean? Yeah, but why should we penalize people? That's the problem with people coming up with great ideas. Patents are first of all expensive. They cost like $100,000 a patent for freaking the toothbrush.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't even think there should be patents at all. Let's say you're Apple and you release iPhone 5.
Mm. Which they also stole.
Yeah. I should be able to use that technology and make it better. You know what I mean? If I successfully made that product better, I should be able to sell that. If you want to compete with me and you take my idea and make it better, that's how freaking people, that's why we don't have flying cars. Because someone had an idea that gives you a partial technology, you know what I mean? Like, I should be able to use someone else's technology, improve on it, someone else use my technology, improve on that, and eventually we'll get to the point where games are in our head.
It's called modding on the PC games.
Exactly. How do you make a better, like, Left 4 Dead game? You add all these cool shits in it.
Yeah.
Why not? Oh, you can't do that because we're suing you. It's like, just let them do it. If they sell, if that mod sells better than the game, well, guess what? Left 4 Dead 2. Make Left 4 Dead 3 even better.
Unfortunately, it's all about the money.
Exactly.
Money.
That's why we live in a sad world. We'd be able to have such nice things by now if they only allow people to use tech. Instead of coming up with cheaper or cheesier versions, well, they have, Kinect Motion. We should make ugly controllers that activate. Like, no. Like, use Kinect, but make it better.
I'm surprised Nintendo didn't look at Sony and go, we just lost $30.2 million. Hey, Sony, we're suing you for Move. Oh, come on. Come on, please don't. It's clearly all our invention. We had that first. Oh, please
exactly.
Don't.
You know, but I don't think, but obviously this is a world we live in that revolves around money.
Yeah.
But, and I wish we lived in a world we didn't, because I bet you if we didn't, everyone would be happy. We'd have such great technology. I don't have to look at porn anymore. I can virtually make it in my room.
Pretty much. So Nintendo's not good. Scott Pilgrim DLC finally came out.
What do you mean finally?
Remember
came
how
out?
This was come out like 2 years ago?
What, the online?
The online.
I mean, we announced it 4 months ago.
Yeah, it kept getting delayed.
Still, I thought we announced it like 2 weeks ago that it was out.
No, it kept getting delayed. It was supposed to come out a week, and then it was supposed to come. Ooh, really? It was supposed to come out a week. Then it got delayed again. Then it was supposed to come out another week. Then it got delayed again.
Okay, so is this another delay or?
It actually did come out.
It did,
and it sucks.
Why? No one's on.
No, a lot of people are on. This is how the game is. But
so their servers are really bad.
Oh my god. Lag. It took me like almost an hour to complete the first level.
And that's just the introduction.
It is bad. And when I was playing, because I was playing in a room full of like four people, mm-hmm. When I went into like a bonus round, the other characters were there. I wasn't.
Who were you?
I was there, but you couldn't see me.
Damn.
So, which means I couldn't get points or anything, because I don't know where the hell my character was on the screen. I could punch, I could see the wave movement of the air, but I didn't know where I was, so I lost points and all that. And then when we got out of the bonus round, I was still invisible.
Nice. Invisible Scott.
So I was like,
that's probably something they were probably going to improve on, but at least they're one step closer.
To the edge? Yeah, well, I mean, and the thing is that I'm confused about is that it's according to like other people, it's like you have to pay for the multiplayer. I didn't pay for it. It just says multiplayer on the main menu, so I'm confused by that.
You gotta pay for the better multiplayer.
Oh, maybe that's what it is. So yeah, Scott Pilgrim DLC, it's online now. And that's pretty much it for news. Anyways, this is now for deals of the week. PlayStation Store, your PlayStation Store Plus member, you get the game's The Cave, which is a game I am downloading right now.
All right.
For free on PS3. and Tekken 6 for PSP on for free.
Nice.
Discounts includes Rocket Birds for who cares, never heard of it. PS3 price changes, they're cheap, anything that stands out. Oh, yeah, the sales, actually, this one's really good. Capcom Classic Collection Reloaded for PSP is $5 instead of $10. Collections Remix is $5 instead of $10. Puzzle World, a lot of games. Darkstalkers Chaos Towers is $5. And The Walking, so there's a lot of deals. PlayStation Plus, you are awesome. But yeah, this week free is
those two games, those two The games. Cave and Tekken
Spec
6.
Ops the Line. I don't know if we mentioned it was free last week.
Yeah, we did mention.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, we mentioned that it was going to be free.
If you're a Club Nintendo member, you could get the game 3D Classic Kid Icarus for free.
How'd you get that for free?
Well, $150.
It's not free, it's points.
It's 150 points.
Yeah, but you still got to waste it. If you don't have it, you don't get it.
Yeah, that's true. But if you've been rewarding or redeeming your Club Nintendo points,
you get Kid Icarus
for 150 points. I got it because it's free. There's also Starship Defense for 150 points, which I didn't get, but I want. Super Punch-Out is free on the Wii for 150 coins, and free way. And Mario Tennis on the Wii for 150 coins, so not too bad.
Not bad at all.
Not too bad. Deal of the week on Xbox 360, a little bit better.
A little bit?
A variety.
All right.
Variety. Assassin's Creed Revelations, The Lost Archive is 400 points instead of 800. Beyond Good and Evil HD is $5 instead of 800 points. Rayman 3 HD, why on earth would you get that? 400 points instead of 800. Might and Magic Clash of Heroes is half price, instead of 1200, 600. Outland, which is actually a really good side-scrolling game, which I did get, is 400 points instead of 800. A lot of Assassin's Creed, whatever.
I wonder what the theme to all this is.
Who cares? You mean the overall theme?
Yeah, like what category would this be? It's such a variety.
It seems like Ubisoft.
Maybe you're right.
Yeah, it is Ubisoft. Assassin's Creed, Ubisoft, Beyond Good and Evil, Ubisoft.
Yeah, they're all Ubisoft. So it's a Ubisoft sale.
Prince of Persia Epilogue is 400 points. And
good
Mad
eye.
Riders
good you're right.
Points.
They're all Ubisoft. Nice.
Thank you. So not too bad.
At least we're going by, companies now instead of Sonic.
Yeah, fucking Sonic or Sega. Xbox Live Spring Sale begins March 26th. I just got this now. Breaking news. And Xbox Live Spring Sale will begin on March 26th, and Xbox Insider email has revealed. Get the very best discounts on Xbox Live Arcade games, games on demand, add-on, movies, and more, states the sale website. Come back on March 26th to see the amazing discounts.
What day is March 26th? Because March 26th seems to be a big date for updates. Is that a Tuesday? Because Guild Wars 2 has a big update coming
usually
on March 26th.
Release of games come out on Tuesdays.
The releases of games I get on the Tuesdays. I understand it, but I don't get, why updates? I guess if you're here, you got nothing?
Nothing.
Yeah, so interesting. Okay.
All right, so I don't know what the sales are yet, but the website also promises discounts of up to 75% with deals lasting until April 2nd, so it's going to be like about a week, where I will have no internet because I will be moving. Shit.
No!
And also, something also cool, EA Origin, store.origin.com, you can get games up to 75% off, or 70% off, 1 week only, player appreciation sale.
Oh, man. So the premium, I paid $35. Now it's $25.
Battlefield 3 premium is $25.
And that's worth it because you get Battlefield 3 and the premium. So essentially, you're getting Battlefield plus all the DLC for $25.
Nice. Crysis 3. Oh, wow. You can even get Xbox and PS3 games, too? Damn.
Well,
yeah.
How does that work? I guess physical, but you have to pay for shipping, though, which is like $7.
Still,
but still,
pretty good. Crysis 3 is, didn't that game just come out? It did.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Xbox 360 is $30, PS3 $30.
I'm wondering if they're trying to patch up for this
in
City.
Oh, what about here? It says PC physical, so these must be downloadable, then.
Xbox doesn't, it has to be physical. Because Xbox, you can't just digital download.
Unless they give you a code.
I don't know.
Huh. The Sims 3 Seasons is $20 instead of $40. Dead Space 3 is $30 instead of $60. Wow. Shit. Battlefield 3 is $12 on PC instead of $40. Resident Evil 5 is $10 on PC. Mass Effect 3 is $10 on PC.
Wow, The Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead Complete Collection is $10 on PC. Batman Arkham City Game of the Year Edition is $12. Damn. Wow, EA is really sorry. Command & Conquer The Ultimate Collection is $15? Oh, loaded!
Maybe I'll actually get the physical copy.
Oh, shit.
I like having physical copies.
I love Command & Conquer. And that game can actually run on my PC, I think. I hope.
I should.
Hitman Absolution, PC, $15. And Dead Space 2 is $6 on PC and $15 on Xbox 360. Saints Row the Third, the full package is $25. Darksiders 2 Digital Deluxe, $18. Wow, there's a lot. Dead Space 1 is $6. Wow.
Nice.
Not bad.
Maybe I should get that.
$15
for 17 games.
Not too shabby. Wow, it took me an hour to get all that news and deals, and we are completely done with that.
Yeah, we'll figure something out.
So what now?
jerk each other off.
Right on. I guess we'll talk about awful voice acting games.
Sure.
All right, cool. Up next, awful voice acting. It's going to be a short podcast. Promise.
I don't know, man.
Hello there. Lonely? Nothing to do? No one to talk to about video games? Well, pick up the mouse and finger in Paranoise.com. We offer such great things such as reviews, interviews, top tens, and what happened? What did happen? Go to Paranoise.com to find out more. We're sex for your ears. Tell your friends, the more the merrier.
And we are back. It's going to be a short podcast because, honestly, I'm moving. There's a lot of things I'm doing and I don't explain myself to you. But like I said, we're going to be talking about a couple of bad voice acting in games because while I was playing Sonic Adventure 2, I noticed that the voice acting is really bad. You obviously don't know anything about, you don't pay attention to these things.
No, I do not pay attention to this at all. I don't even pay attention to graphics.
Now, when I'm saying voice acting, I'm not saying, I'm not saying, how do I explain this? It's not about it being cheesy. It's about just when you hear it, you're like, oh, that hurts my soul to listen to. And it's mostly because all these voice acting is either because it's translated or because the voice actors themselves are just not good.
They can't read.
So you can't use something like this, which is a line you absolutely love.
I love this line.
Oh.
Further in.
Is there volume at all?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, there it is.
Jesus Christ, my ears.
My mistake.
I just love the guy who submitted the video as the username.
DMC Light. So, you can't really, it's a little bit more? So, you can't really blame this on bad voice acting, because this isn't bad voice acting, it's just a stupid line.
Stupid line.
Yeah. Oh, did his voice crack?
Yeah.
I'm gonna hear that. Oh man. So is that bad voice acting or is that just stupid writing? His voice cracked.
Well, but think
I don't think that was legit.
Yeah, I know. Well, maybe what if it is?
With lie.
Well, think of it. How would we sound if we actually did that in reality? No one says we're gonna be Mr. Freaking. Dark soul with lies. Want to fill your
dark soul with lies. I just want to get that in a loop. Lie. So that's a bad line. It's not necessarily bad voice acting, but it's painful to listen to.
I like it.
I gotta hear it one more time.
I still don't understand what it means.
I don't know. I don't know. But that's not really one of them. This, I would say, is sort of... Oh, God damn. I wouldn't say this is necessarily bad voice acting either, but it's awkward.
Come on, show me.
This is from Final Fantasy X. And I remember playing this when it first came out. It was just so cringeworthy. It's when they're... Tidus is so depressed, and Yuna is trying to make him laugh out loud.
All right.
And it's forced laughter. I can't tell if it's the voice acting that's awkward, the writing that's awkward, or it's supposed to be awkward. So let's take a look
at it. I think making someone laugh out loud is
awkward
forcing. In general.
It's like, ha ha ha, listen.
Come on, he's so depressed?
It's Final Fantasy. They're always depressed. Okay, he breathes in, about to laugh out loud. You see what
that's
I mean?
Right, it's such a fake laugh.
It just...
Sounds like you in the background.
You probably shouldn't laugh.
At least they acknowledge it.
But you see what I mean, though? Is it... And then you both do it.
Yeah, everyone else is like, forget this. Don't we have a world to save?
So that's not necessarily bad voice acting. I think it's just cringeworthy because of how stupid it is.
It's so bad.
But when it comes to bad voice acting, I think we could all relate to Resident Evil.
Hey, what's going on?
I remember this thing.
Yeah.
Jill? Is that you, Jill? What happened?
Barry, help me, please. The door won't open.
Resident Evil 1.
Stay away from the door, Jill. I'm going to kick this door down.
That took so long for her. He kicks open the door and they both just kind of look at each other for
She's
a second.
She's like looking up for
me. This way!
Oh, Barry!
That was too close. You were almost a gibble sandwich.
You're right. Barry, thanks for saving my life.
Well, this is awkward. Hold on, I want to hear that awkward. That was such an awkward gap.
Thanks for saving my life.
Yes, quite.
Anyways, again, I'm not pausing it. Listen to how long this gap is. It's a, you can tell it's a disc loading.
Thanks for saving my life.
I don't think it's a disc loading.
Loading, loading.
No, because they're all moving. I just think it's an audio file.
Didn't you see you're going back to the dining room to do some research? Why on earth are you here?
Loading.
Loading. I just had something I wanted to check. Now, let's get back to searching for the lost captain and Chris, shall we?
God, these games are so bad.
Thank you, Barry.
Yeah.
That wasn't too bad. I'll give him credit. That was a good ending there to that line. There's another one, Mega Man 8 voice acting. I've actually heard about this on many podcasts with Dr. Wily.
Is it the one or is it the other one?
I think it's this one.
All right, go for it.
Let's see. Yeah, it has to be this one.
I'll be back.
Dr. Light, what is the problem?
A strange meteor has fallen to Earth just a while ago. This meteor seems to be emitting a powerful energy signature. Something this powerful must not fall into the hands of evil.
I understand, Dr. Light.
Whoa, that's Mega Man talking?
Thank you, Mega Man.
That was a girl.
If you can, please bring the meteor back.
Okay.
He sounds like he's chewing gum.
A strange meteor has fallen to Earth just a while ago.
Sounds like the guy from Bugs Bunny.
That sounds like Elmer Fudd. Yeah, he actually says just a while ago. Listen to that last part.
A strange meteor has fallen to Earth just a while ago.
A while ago.
So that's from Mega Man 8 voice acting. This is the other one here, Resident Evil 1. This isn't voice acting necessarily, but it is acting. It's acting!
Acting.
So I can fast forward through this.
Outlandish.
Yeah. I don't know if you ever
remember this intro.
Yeah, it's the live-action intro.
Never seen it.
Oh, it's brutal. Although I give him credit, it is kind of cool. Fast forward a bit.
Nobody was in it. But strangely, most
this
of the
Chris?
Were still there.
Albert? Holy greasy head, man.
However, we soon discovered why.
Jill?
Thank you.
That's Chris, I guess. Hey man, someone talk.
This is Resident Evil 1?
Yeah.
Those would be dogs or zombies?
Oh, that was a painful voice acting. That was Jill, by the way. God, it's so painful. Although, to be fair, you can see this.
It's PlayStation 1.
Yeah.
Give him credit.
So not bad. Not bad, though.
This is the mansion, right?
Yeah.
Chris Redfield.
Blood type. Oh.
Jill Valentine.
Not bad. Not bad.
Barry Burton.
Thanks, Barry.
Rebecca Chambers.
God, it looks like a bad audition tape with a cheesy background. This is one I remember from Mission Impossible, the game for PS1.
I think I played this game.
You did. We played it.
Watch out for Scorpion. She's extremely dangerous.
Oh my God, was that Stan Lee from Spider-Man?
Have you seen the ambassador's aide?
No, he must have gone upstairs more than 10.
I think they're when they were doing implementing these in games, the audio and everything, it's just the files themselves. I don't think they mastered how to sync it properly.
Yeah, but it cuts
off. They just put it in there and then let it go.
Listen to how awkwardly this cuts off.
He must have gone upstairs. Oops.
So he goes, sits down at the table.
Watch out for Scorpion. She's extremely dangerous.
Have you seen the ambassador's aide?
just cuts off.
No, you must have gone upstairs, Morgan.
And then the cup slides across the table.
Darn.
I couldn't get him to come down. You might ask the piano player. Maybe he could entice him down with music.
God, it's so...
I'm sorry, he's not a big drinker, so I don't see him much.
You mean he doesn't drink?
The guy walked away.
He toasts a lot, though.
So who are you talking to now?
I don't know. This is the game I remember playing with Brown Bear back in the day, and we were beating up a computer, and the guy goes, "You there, what are you doing?" And you could shoot, and he goes, "I'm looking for my dog." And then the guy goes, "A dog. Stay there, I'll be back." And he's still standing in front of the doorway. We're like, okay, what do we do now? Let's see if we can find a little voice clip here. I like how the music just kind of fades and stops.
The restroom's probably the safest place to lock someone out unnoticed.
Yeah, because no one uses the restroom.
Were you asking me or were you telling me?
The restroom's probably the safest place to lock someone out unnoticed.
Unnoticed? Maybe. Let's see what else we have here. God, it's so painful. These are what the voice acting we had to deal with.
Oh, wait. You're in the bathroom, but there's a man, male and female stall?
Yes.
So you can share the same bathroom?
Ooh, this voice acting seems like it's pretty bad.
I keep thinking this is James Bond.
Well, me too. I thought I was going to say Bond, James Bond just now.
You must have a lookalike at this party, Mr. Smith.
Oh, if anyone gave attention.
Your picture.
What?
What is this, Tetsuya? It is our god, sir.
What, Tetsuya has bad voice acting too?
Yeah.
I'll look that up.
Well, it's not, you know, it's...
Let's translate it?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if originally, but it's pretty bad.
Let's check it out. Let me see here. Damn, we can't find any of that stupid Tetsuya voice acting. So the game that obviously got me started with is the Sonic Adventure 2 with all the terrible voice acting.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Sonic and Shadow talking. So remember I told you the music is incredibly loud, but the voice acting is very low? Yeah.
Hey, it's nice.
It's like our first three podcasts.
Yeah.
I'm the world's ultimate
life form. Farewell. Cue. See? It cuts off the voices before it's even done. Listen to the last part with the sirens. It upsets me so much. It just stops. And again,
put your hands on.
It's just loud. It's so loud. It's not, I can't do anything about that. And here's Knuckles talking. Oh, here's the diamond scene I was telling you about. Oh, it's so painful.
Let it go. You just don't know where to give up, do you?
What are you talking about? That emerald's mine.
That's Knuckles, by the way.
Yeah.
You got that? The Master Emerald contains special powers that neutralize the energy of the Chaos Emerald. That makes it very powerful.
What the?
What? Look who's calling through it. I think they're following the signal from the Emerald. If I'm not mistaken, this is the Master Emerald. This is you, Dr. Eggman.
You see how they overlap the voices again?
Well, I guess I can use it for something. I'll just take it with me. Farewell, Knucklehead.
Here's that awkward scene.
If I can help it.
There's no, like...
Was that Eggman?
I don't know who the hell that was.
What was that all about? And look what you did to my emerald.
Is he dead?
I did that to prevent the Master Emerald from being stolen, you idiot.
If Jesus!
It, I can restore it. And by the way, that's not your emerald. Doesn't matter. I'll do it once I get back to it.
There's no acting here. Doesn't matter. I'll look into it once I get back to the base. It's pretty much what they're doing the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
The Sonic Adventure 2 voice acting is some of the worst voice acting I've ever heard in a freaking game. And I do realize it is old, but there's still no excuse. Even Blades of Steel sounded, pass the puck, pass the puck. I'd rather hear that over and over than have to hear this voice acting. And the thing is, it's such a big part of the game. Not like Super Mario 64 where there is no talking at all. This game is based on this.
Sure there is. Thank you, Mario.
Woohoo! Like stuff like that. But this game, the voice acting, seriously, if you ever played Sonic Adventure 2, try it with, I wish I can, I don't know if you can skip the cutscenes, but it's so painful to listen to. And we got one more clip here, House of the Dead 2, Goldman, which I looked when I was Googling voice acting. This one came up all the time, and there's a good reason for it. Listen up.
Dogs of the AMS. Time they made a move.
It sounds like a speaking
it's
spell.
It's been a while, hasn't it? My friends from the AMS. It's me, Goldman.
Ah.
Everything's set. All we need to do is wait.
Jesus, what the hell's going on?
He goes to the level.
Is that a laugh?
People of the AMS, I am Goldman. I don't care if you people try to get in my way or not. In time, you'll find out who's right. This is a present from me to you. Look at your left.
That's me.
Our emperor shall awaken soon. Hurry, friends. You've come. Friends, the door of fate shall open.
Holy, that's so painful.
I've been waiting for you, friends.
Hey, he's not a man.
Friends, there's only one
you
person.
You know what you're doing?
I'm fully aware of what I'm doing. Can you see? Man committed a sin, disturbing the life cycle of nature. The original sin that man is responsible to.
I'll give him credit. Good graphics, though.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's not bad for House of the Dead 2.
To protect the life cycle.
Ooh, what happened? What happened?
The life cycle. Tech the life cycle. Tech the life cycle. Tech the life cycle.
Sorry, I got into a thing.
I have made a project to rule over mankind.
Ooh.
This is the final battle.
Oh, man, were you eating chips at the same time?
Show yourself. Our new ruler, the Emperor.
God, it's so painful. Oh, man, it hurts.
I am, bro.
It hurts my soul. Anyways, that's all the voice acting I have for now. If you have any more voice acting that you want.
Or any videos you want us to see, just let us know.
Yeah, I know. I apologize. This podcast wasn't the best one, but it's better than nothing.
It's either nothing or nothing.
Yeah, so, exactly. But yeah, if you have any more voice acting or experience a game with bad voice acting, please let me know. Sonic Adventure 2 I will not play because of the bad voice acting. So if you have a game similar to that that you won't play because of bad voice acting, please let us know.
Do we have anything else?
What?
No, that's it. Fan mail, my man?
Oh, shit. Ow, son of a bitch. Yeah, we have fan mail.
It's letter time. It's letter time.
Well, let me open it first. Let me open it.
It's letter time. It's letter time. So we have fan mail.
Yes, we have fan mail. Yeah. It's actually from Scott.
When we actually get fan mail, we don't remember.
I know.
And when we don't get it, we're like, oh, we have no fan mail.
I know. I apologize. Let me see if I can open it here. Talk about something.
It's letter time.
There it is. Long overdue fan mail. Hey, guys. I still listen every week. Sorry, Scott. This week probably sucks. I'm sorry. Recently, I had a friend teach me how to actually play StarCraft 2. I've always been intimidated by the learning curve and complexity, but now I'm really enjoying playing with friends and love the single-player campaign for Wings of Liberty. I have not played a new expansion, Heart of the Swarm, but can't wait. Is there a game or genre you initially thought you could never get into, but after giving it a shot, really enjoyed? If so, why didn't you think you like it, and what made you give it a shot? Keep up the great work, Scott.
Oh, good thing.
That's a good question.
Yeah, I don't know.
What game haven't you, you didn't think you were getting into, but then eventually you did get into? I can think of a bunch of games that I thought I'd get into, but never got into.
I didn't say Dance Dance Revolution, but I like Dance Dance Revolution, for example. I forgot what it's called, like, for the PlayStation, but it was Busta Groove.
Buster Group? That wasn't the Dance Dance Revolution.
You can use a math. Or you
can. No, you can't.
Why can't you?
You can. That's just not the way the game was made. Buster Group was with a Gasso versus Caporetta.
Why wouldn't you be able to use a thing?
It was implemented on it.
It doesn't have to be implemented. It's just configured on the...
No, because you have to press X and... Trust me.
You can use left, right...
Trust me. Down. I know for a fact that the...
I bet you if you search it, you
could.
But anyways, games like that, like where it's like tempo games or beats, but using a controller. I don't use a dance mat, but even for Dance Dance Revolution, like the actual game, I didn't use a dance mat, so I used a controller. Like up, down, left, right, and triangle, square, circle, and X. But games like that, I just liked it. I don't know. The fast challenge in the music.
Actually, I agree with you. DJ Hero was one game I never thought I'd get into. And I was like, I don't know. I don't like the music.
Yeah.
I don't like the style. I don't like this peripheral. And I absolutely love that game.
Like games like Guitar Hero and stuff like that.
Well, Guitar Hero I enjoyed because I enjoyed
it.
Yeah,
but I didn't think I'd actually like it. And then I ended up buying like 5 of the games.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. DJ Hero, like, it's all club music. It's all like stuff that I don't like. And I actually
But it's interactive. You put yourself in it.
It made me, like, remember when a long time ago when I first played the game, I said, like, I have a newfound respect for DJs because it's hard to do that shit. And this isn't even like anywhere close to simulating it. But following, like, just
the
how
taste.
To make it sound good while mixing two things at one time is complicated. And that was one of the things
you
I did like
the
about
scratch
it. Yeah, I still have it. Scratcho? Hey! Yeah, so DJ Hero 2, the DJ Hero games itself, I have to say, is one of the games I didn't think I would get into, and eventually did get into. That and JRPGs. I'm surprised how much I like Final Fantasy. Like, for games that are based about love and stuff, and, you know, not really my style, I really, really enjoy the Final Fantasy series.
RPG games I've always liked.
But I like the RPG series, but not Final Fantasy, because I'm not into anime. I don't like that stuff.
I'm into it. It's great.
Well, I know you're into it, but yeah, games like that, I guess.
Yeah, I'd like to be, like, the fast-paced music kind of things.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Scott, for your email. Appreciate it. If anyone else wants to email, if we have any more listeners after this podcast, I apologize. I know it's not the greatest podcast, but it could be better. It could be worse. I don't know. Could it, though?
Or could it? Could be better.
Sorry, I'm moving. I'm looking for new jobs. I have a lot of things going on. Anyways, what's on the pipeline for this week? Nothing. Let's be honest.
We'll just see what happens.
I'm busy. If you want to email me, you can at kevin@paranerds.com, or you can email Rooster at
RoosterParents.com.
That's right. Yeah. Like us on Facebook, Twitter.com/ParentsParents. Yeah, again, I do apologize for the podcast. Probably not being the greatest one, but hey, they can all be gems. Seriously, I'm sorry. Please keep listening. Email us. Please let us know that you're still out there and you're still listening. Once I move and get everything
settled in.
We'll be back in order. We weren't going to do a podcast again this week, but then we decided to.
You know,
anyways, so I do apologize for this week's podcast. Not the greatest one, but, you know. I'm sorry.
It is what it is.
Yes. Anyway, so we'll talk to you guys hopefully next week. Maybe not next week. Sorry.
We'll see what happens.
We'll talk to you guys from whatever we do. Follow. Oh, yeah. Also, give a shout out to For Love Gaming Podcast, Classic League Podcast, and Nintendo Legend, One More Castle. So give these guys a
let's do it.
Yes. Anyways, we'll talk to you guys next week. I apologize.
Or
bye.
Bye.
We fucked up the ending. We fucked up the beginning.
I just did the whole thing all over.
That's just not even some mystery podcast ever. My heart hurts.